This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. One of, and depending on who you ask, maybe the reason Hollywood writers and actors are on strike is because of what artificial intelligence might mean for their art and thus for their jobs. But what exactly might generative AI mean for their art and their jobs? What can it do? One post-production company in China is starting to get an idea. It's been running some tests with AI for a Chinese animation project, and they invited Marketplace's Jennifer Pack in to see the results. Here is her story from the eastern Chinese city of Xiamen.
Base Media is a visual effects and animation firm with a Beijing HQ and offices across China, including here in Xiamen. It's worked on Hollywood blockbusters such as Wakanda Forever and big Chinese films like Wandering Earth. The firm's visual effects supervisor is Igor Lodero.
I'm from Spain.
And you're two-time Emmy Award-winning.
No. I nominated twice. I got one victory.
Lodero holds one daytime Emmy Award and has worked on many Oscar-nominated movies. He recently did a test project using generated artificial intelligence for the Chinese streaming platform iQIYI.
So first, the client provides a picture. This is a real picture.
iQIYI has a mini studio called Wonderworks. Its head is Wang Huiyu. She wanted generative AI to create 3D locations, the most expensive part of animation production.
And you have one castle here, one city corner, and you want the character to run through it, and you want a bird's view of the character to meandering in the alley, then you actually have to build the whole thing.
Virtually, that is, build every storefront and every window. So to test the capabilities of AI, she gives Base Media a short script about a girl looking for her friends and an animation series she just finished called The Rufus.
It's 260 minutes of the show for the machine to learn.
To learn the style and look of the animation she wants.
Rufus-san, where are you?
And the Base Media team put together a rough cut. They animated the character by hand and put gray blocks in the background and everywhere else. The team inputs some photos and keywords, and the AI produces this final video. The animated character skateboards down a wooden bridge in Beijing, runs across curved Chinese rooftops, and hangs off a gargoyle overlooking the sprawling city of Paris. AI generated every location the character passes through. Some tweaking was done by hand, so the final video took 3 weeks to complete. It would have taken more than 8 with a human animation team. As a viewer, I couldn't tell what was done by AI and what wasn't.
That's the best thing we could hear.
That's Chris Bremble, the founder of Base Media. I reached him at a busy hotel lobby in the U.S.
The audience shouldn't be watching a show and going, oh, this is AI generated.
As for visual effects supervisor Igor Lodero, he's thinking about what else AI could replace in animation production. He's very excited about AI's potential. But does he worry about his team's job security or his own?
Listen, this is power tools. This is things that let us do more, better. This is a very competitive market. If you now can produce higher quality at the same price, now you have the upper hand.
But Base Media is proceeding with caution, because not every client is on board with AI. Again, the firm's CEO, Chris Bremble.
Our Chinese clients are saying, AI, AI, AI. How can you do more, get us more? Our U.S. clients are literally like, you need to sign an agreement saying you have no AI has been used in the creation of your work at all.
Because he says in the U.S. there's more concern about copyright infringement. That also worries iQIYI's Wang Huiyu back in China. But she's more excited about AI's ability to boost her creativity in a very competitive environment. She wants to see what else AI can do, like making food look more realistic in animations.
You know, the real food takes a lot of detail to make the texture, the steam, and the transparency. I haven't tested with nature, like flower leaves and dew.
After a few more trials, she says, she wants to do a whole movie using generative AI. In Xiamen City, I'm Jennifer Pack for Marketplace.